I'm Sydney Waters with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. Taxes can be complicated, and laws change every year. If you've experienced major life changes, own a business, or just want to feel sure that your taxes are done properly, it might make sense to work with a professional tax preparer. They can help you navigate things like deductions, tax credits, and the best way to file. You'll need to be able to trust your tax preparer with your finances and sensitive personal information, so it's important to choose someone with a good track record. It's also important to know that there are several types of professionals who can prepare your taxes and that not all tax preparers have the same level of experience and training. Check all credentials. EAs, CPAs, and attorneys may represent their clients to the IRS on all tax-related matters. Non-credentials preparers can help you with forms and basic matters, but can't represent you in the event of an audit. Ask about these other credentials before you hire someone. Check whether the preparer belongs to a professional organization that requires members to adhere to a code of ethics. Beware of ghost tax preparers. Ghost tax preparers are not certified, but still prepare tax returns. They get around the IRS oversight by asking you to sign your own tax return after they prepare it. That way, the IRS doesn't know that they don't have a PTIN and you become liable for any mistake that they make. Never sign your own tax return if someone else prepared it. Be wary of upfront promises about your refund. Until the preparer knows about your situation, there is no way to know whether you'll get a refund or how big it will be. Avoid tax preparers who promise to get you a bigger refund than the competition and those who offer refund anticipation loans, which could come with commission fees that eat into your refund. Read the contract and ask about fees. Make sure you know what preparing your return will cost, what any fees cover, and whether the cost changes if you have a complicated return or would like to e-file your return. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.